and the dangers of being ahead of the curb.
People say, what curb are we talking about?
Not the road curb.
No, not the road curb, no, not at all. So people sometimes wonder, so the public is sometimes get offered software out there that's not quite out now. So basically it's got an iPhone out there as well at the moment. There's things called a public beta for iOS 15, which won't be out till the new iPhones come out, which will be in September. So people like me, we go along sometimes, but I've had members of the public do this as well, install that software on their device. Now, a lot of times it'll work, but sometimes things go wrongly.
Yeah.
So things like apps suddenly don't work. So I installed iOS 15 on my phone, but suddenly my payment app, where I take payments for people when I go and see clients, stopped working entirely, would not work at all. Now, the point is sometimes if you haven't done the right thing, there is no going back to the previous version on it. So I have to wipe my phone. But I've also got an Apple Watch that I updated as well. That's going to sit there until the new iOS 15 comes out, because that's not working at all at the moment because I had to go back on my phone. Now, people out there will have the opportunity to run the new Windows 11 software as well, depending on what they do on their device. I'd be saying there's a thing called being a seeker. Seekers go along sometimes and want to get the updates, the brand new ones. They're for people like me. Let me make the mistakes for you. Wait patiently for the updates to arrive on your device. Don't go out there looking for them, because things can go wrong, as my Apple Watch would attest to that.
So a good idea is to remain patient for those updates to arrive and let you do all the seeking. Good advice, Richard. Tell us about Facebook have confirmed plans to destroy Instagram and turn it into TikTok. Have you heard anything from the Instagram people at all?
Yeah, we have. So, you know, basically Instagram, they've had Facebook, which own Instagram, have looked at what TikTok are doing at the moment. So I've decided basically to come along a photo sharing app and really turn it into full screen video content, recommended video feeds. Adam Mosseri, who is basically in charge of Instagram, he confirmed they're going to be testing these things out there as well, experiment over the next couple of months. So Instagram is going the way of TikTok. And he said, we're no longer a photo sharing or a square photo sharing app. And he said, let's be honest, there's competition out there. TikTok is huge. YouTube is even bigger. So they're looking, it's all about video out there as well, which is a shame for a lot of the people on Instagram out there. I'm sure you'll still be able to go along and post your photos, but expect it to look a lot like TikTok, which I think is a shame.
And finally, tell us a bit about Microsoft. So we're talking about the coloured screens, the blue screen of death getting a makeover for Windows 11.
A lot of people would have seen the blue screen of death over the years as well. But I've really got to say, there's always an error message up on there. Can I tell people it doesn't actually mean anything? A lot of the time that error message is absolute nonsense. So the big news is the blue screen of death is going to be the black screen of death now, Lee.
Okay.
You know, and they're going to have a new colour and shut down for Windows 11. So remember, if you do get the blue screen of death on your computer, it usually means one of two things. It means software is suddenly needs to be updated, or you've got a driver on there, or your hard drive sometimes is dying on there as well. That's usually the two key things on a blue screen, or if you're going to have Windows 11 very soon, the black screen of death.